Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ten minutes from now, TJ Lang joins us. Talk Super Bowl as well as the Aiden Hutchinson comment about Garrett. But first, we talk to Derek Stevens from Circa before what has become maybe the biggest weekend outside of March Madness in Vegas. Derek, what's up, buddy?
Hey, good to talk to you, Mike. Happy Super Bowl week here.
All right, let's start with it because it's a one-point spread. There's no nothing. It's really just what your opinion is. So what is the opinion of the money as we sit here on Friday at 2:45 in the afternoon?
Yeah, Friday at 2:45, it's been Philadelphia money. You know, we opened at 1.5. It was pretty relentless Eagle money. We had to make a move to 1 a couple of days ago. We're hanging tight on 1 right now. If we were to make another move at this point, we're going to end up going to a pick with Circus Sports. There are some shops out there that are still hanging on a 1.5, but so far it seems like it's been Eagles money has been the trend.
Wow. So Derek, what is the largest wager you've had placed on this game and who's it for?
You know, it's been surprisingly mild. We've put it out there that we'll take $1 million, on a side on this game and the money hasn't showed up. We're definitely pacing a little bit lower than years past. Is it because of Chiefs fatigue? I don't know, maybe. But the volume of wagers has not come in at the same level it has in the past couple of years on this particular game. If I had the largest bet we've taken so far, it's been $50,000.
So let me ask you a question, Derek. On a general level, if you cost average the last, say, 5 Super Bowls, what is the general handle on a Super Bowl for Circa? Like, what is the expected number you're prepared for? What does it usually hit?
Well, we'd certainly like to do, let's say we would certainly like to do about $20 million between Saturday and Sunday. We're going to start seeing some Super Bowl money being played tonight as people are flying in. You know, we got a lot of limos going to the airport today, picking people up. And then it just continues tomorrow. Tomorrow will be a massive wagering day, and then obviously it's Sunday morning out here. But $20 million on the Super Bowl would be a number we hope to hit. And I don't know within our properties. I don't know if we're going to hit it this year.
So here's my other question: is like, how do you in house compete with so much of what the Super Bowl's become is prop bets, right? Like the in-game stuff, the touchdown stuff. How do you begin counteracting that and drawing people into it? Because I know like the player prop stuff is not something that last time I was there that was happening.
Yeah, you know, Mike, the reality is we just got to get more competitive with Circus Sports, and that's kind of what we're doing. We have the most thorough and robust menu of props that we've ever had this year. You know, you take things like where we really wanted to provide people the ability. Let's just say you like Saquon Barkley over, which has probably been the most popular individual prop on rushing bets. You know, we've set it up where you can ladder it. It starts at, you know, do you like them over 70 yards? Do you like them over 110.5 is the break-even number. Do you like them over 150, over 200?
Right.
So there's different odds on all those as they go up. You know, we're doing that on rushing yards for all the running backs. We're doing that on passing yards for the receivers and receiving yards for the receivers and passing yards for the quarterbacks. The reality is that the market's changed. The days of the big bets dominating the Super Bowl, it's changed a little bit. Right now, it is prop bets. I mean, prop bets are massive. These $50,000 bets I'm talking about, these are prop bets, actually.
Wow. No, and I mean, Derek, and I see it too, because it's also, candidly, like when I'm doing Cash the Ticket, it's the same thing where, like, we have to give equal time where we spent twice as much time on props as we did just talking about the football game. And but people love it. And it's like, okay, I guess this is what we got to do. And I know it's a challenge. I've talked to you in past March Madnesses, and it's the live betting is what people want.
Right.
Or now it's gone, okay, football game is cute, but I want anytime touchdowns. That's a pain in the ass for a sports book because it's all the risk calculus.
No, it is. So, Derek,
I'm sitting here live in my office in Vegas, Mike, and I'm looking at my bet ticker. These are the bets that have come in the last 15 seconds. Over-under number of punts, first score, touchdown, or anything else. Chiefs first score or punt. What will be greater, total points or longest field goal? Will the Eagles score first? Eagles will they score more in the first half or second half? Shortest touchdown yard, Saquon rushing, Saquon receiving. This is unbelievable how the props are doing it. So he nailed it.
Wow. Yeah, it is about the props. Derek, so Super Bowl Sunday, how early does your day start? Where do you end up watching the game?
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
I start about 6:30 out here. I do a bit. We got Brett Musburger coming in. I get to do a half hour show with him on Sunday morning. That'll be on at 9:30 Vegas time, and then 10 o'clock I start walking our parties. We got a total of 9 parties here between the D, Circa, our event center. Parties range in size from 300 up to 8,000. Some are retail, some are like casino invited guests. So I get to do a walk of all those before they open, and then I walk them again once they've opened. So I get to see a lot of customers, shake hands, all that type of stuff. And then I'm gonna hunker down at Circa in our casino ballroom party. Lot of great food, and I'll have my computers with me, and we're gonna sit down and be able to watch a great game.
Well, Derek, we appreciate it. I know it's turned into something that's truly unbelievable in Vegas between Super Bowl and March Madness. It is. They're the events now. So I know it'll be a full house. You'll have a hell of a good time with it. And hopefully the game lives up to it. We'll talk to you, okay?
Yeah. All right. Great to talk to you guys.
Thanks,
thank you.
Derek.
Take care.
You got it. Derek Stevens, Circa. And when he was reading that little list of bets, I threw up in my mouth.
It was almost like I called him in.
No, because it's just that's what people do now, and it's they don't even want to play the game.
I know, because I'm laughing, because I'm like, when you were like, hey, you and Cookies want to do the lounge and do the prop bets and the picks, and I was like, yeah, sure, that's fun to me.
Yeah, that's my nightmare.
No, you want to know why, Mike? Because I think for a lot of people, it's the instant gratification. You do the prop bet, and if you win, great, you can move on.
That's why they invented horse racing.
Really?
Find out whether your bet wins or loses in about a minute and a half. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And guess what? In 20 minutes, another chance for a big opinion.
Yeah, so that think of horse racing as prop bet. I thought you meant like, okay.
A prop bet, all right.
First horse out the gate.
David, are you okay?
I'm just listening to Rico. That's all. First horse out the gate.
No, when he said it, I'm like, wait. How do you do that? Like,
you know, in the old days, now I'm not kidding. This is like, just for fun, because we're talking about betting for a second. The old days of horse racing, I was not alive for this. You used to be able, they would have bookies on site. You could bet at the quarter pole. There used to be a bookie in the press box at Saratoga, and the media could bet at the quarter pole. And here's the other one. You would be able to bet photo finishes. So the house would take extra long with the reveal. They wouldn't show replays. They didn't have the technology. So this is the 60s, the 70s, even in the 80s a little bit. You'd be able to bet photo finishes on site with the bookkeepers.
And they allowed the bookies in the...
Okay.
It's a great sport.
It's like a speed limit.
It's a great sport.
Suggest.
Hey, you know what? All I gotta say,
maybe they were.
All I gotta say is this: congratulations on having brothers elected to the Hall of Fame, but it's not the Manning brothers.
No, you hate to see it.
Shannon and Sterling Sharp,
actual players that were the best at their position, unlike Eli.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members: Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.